Can they or can't they? That seems to be the question everyone's asking about the Farm Bill Conference Committee and the goal of trying to get a long-term farm bill passed yet this calendar year. Yesterday, House Ag Committee Chair and the leader of the Farm Bill Conference Committee, Frank Lucas, says farm bill leaders need to have a draft on the farm bill by the end of the week if it's to become law by the end of the year. Now, during trade talk in Kansas City, a variety of commodity and farm group leaders shared their opinion on the possibility of getting a new farm bill. Dale Moore from the American Farm Bureau Federation was optimistic.
So I am hopeful that shortly after they return from the Thanksgiving holiday, they can get that conference report wrapped up. We're still holding out hope that we can actually get the new farm bill up and taken care of before they head home for Christmas.
However, John Diggett with the National Corn Growers Association doesn't have the same optimism.
We've heard a lot of happy talk about how this process has been moving forward. We've heard that now for more than 2 years, and I think a lot of folks are ready to see if they're going to get it done or not, and we will believe that it's going to be done when it's done. Until then, I think we're going to have to figure that they're not going to be able to get their job done.
Meanwhile, dozens of biodiesel stakeholders from across the country spent the day yesterday on Capitol Hill to support the renewable fuel standard and voiced strong disappointment with the recent proposal for next year's renewable fuel volume. Among them, American Soybean Association President Danny Murphy, who says biodiesel is becoming more popular and is a real key to the future of the soybean industry.
Approximately half of the biodiesel is made from soybean oil, so that's probably about somewhere around 750, 800 million gallons of demand there. It's becoming more available, petroleum distributors handling it, and I think it's got so many benefits that people do use it. And more states are actually offering increase in their mandates, too.
Speaking of increases, we do expect to see more milk produced in 2014. However, right now, looking ahead at prices for 2014, they don't look all that bad. And that's why Brian Doherty from Stewart Peterson says, now is not the time to sit on your hands.
Now is not the time for dairy producers to become complacent. They're starting to see some real light at the end of the tunnel, feeding $4 corn. All of next year's milk price, when you take January through December, take those futures months, Mike, divide by 12, you're averaging right at $17 right now. That is a point with $4 corn to get started to either buy corn, sell milk, or both.
Well, looking at dairy prices, block cheese remains at $1.82 a pound, but barrels lose a quarter to $1.75 and 1/2 cent per pound, while AA butter unchanged at $1.65 even. Class 3 prices, November off 3 at $18.80, December up 4 at $17.91, while January's up 8 at $17.34. Board of Trade, December corn up 5¾ cents, 418½ cents per bushel. March corn up 5¼ to 426¾ cents. Beans lower, January off 11¼ at 1279 a bushel. March drops to 1266¼ cents, while December wheat is up 8 cents to 650 a bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cut and utilities, 72 to 87. Most of your slaughter cows, 52 to 71. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, top at $1.27. Holstein steers, 98 to 109. Replacement bull calves, $1 to 220. Heifer calves, 60 to 155, while the barrels and gilts are at 70 and down. As far as the feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. Feeder lambs, 145 and down. Market lambs, 160 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.